Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, November 11th, 2019, Veterans Day. Fight for your freedom. So I met with President Trump this morning, and I'll tell you all about that, what happened. Short meeting, but very important situation. I have it for you, and a number of other things that premium and concierge members will want to know. Our lead story tonight is the impeachment hearings that begin Wednesday. Now it centers on the whistleblower again, as the Republican Party basically is saying, look, if you don't put the whistleblower up for a public Q&A, then the Senate isn't even going to consider what the House does. All right, this comes from Senator Lindsey Graham, who's very powerful in the Senate, very close to Mitch McConnell. Roll tape.
It's impossible to bring this case forward, in my view, fairly, without us knowing who the whistleblower is and having a chance to cross-examine them about any biases that they may have. So if they don't call the whistleblower in the House, this thing is dead on arrival in the Senate. Mm.
That's a very powerful statement, and it's true. So actually, for President Trump, Adam Schiff not agreeing to call the whistleblower, even in a private setting, is good for him. Because the Republicans in the Senate will never vote to remove the president unless that whistleblower appears. The other guy that was subpoenaed or that the GOP wants is Hunter Biden. And Schiff says no to Hunter Biden. So what's happening here, so you know, yes, there will be impeachment hearings on Wednesday. They will be televised. I'll, on Thursday, give you what I believe happened there. But this is going nowhere. This is just a dog and pony show unless that whistleblower comes out. Hunter Biden didn't get away with it, not the whistleblower. Now, we have named him here, as you know, 33-year-old Eric Charamilla, CIA employee, deep ties to the Democrat Party. And we reported that extensively. I'll just go over quickly. He brought his concerns, I think that's a fair word, to Adam Schiff in the House before he filed any whistleblower motion. Mr. Schiff and he had conversations. Then the whistleblower stuff was put forth. In the meantime, we find out that Mr. Charamilla has a very long, extensive experience with Joe Biden and other Democrats, and that he is a never-Trumper. Okay. So that's who he is, and a reason that I reported it and others did as well, not just me, is because I know you, the American public, are very interested in this story and want the truth. And the truth is that this is a partisan, Mr. Charamilla. Now, he currently is working at the CIA. No action has been taken against him, and no action should be taken against him. All right, he shouldn't be fired. That would be horrible. So if he believes the President of the United States did something wrong, Mr. Charamilla should get up there and say, hey, this is what I think happened. Mr. Charamilla admits he wasn't on the phone call. He's hearing all this secondhand, but whistleblowers can do that. But certainly Mr. Charamilla should now come forward, be questioned, put forth what he knows and how he knows it, and then let you, the American people, decide. That is our system. That is it. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout.
So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Nikki Haley, former UN Secretary, former Governor of South Carolina, has a book. Everybody has a book. Do I have a book? Yes, I do. Anyway, Nikki Haley says that former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and former Chief of Staff to President Trump, General John Kelly, were both trying to undermine Trump. Roll it.
It absolutely happened. And instead of saying that to me, they should have been saying that to the president, not asking me to join them on their sidebar plan. It should have been, go tell the president what your differences are and quit if you don't like what he's doing. But to undermine a president is really a very dangerous thing. And it goes against the Constitution and it goes against what the American people want. And it was offensive.
Wow, huh? Undermining. Now, apparently Tillerson and Kelly had big beef with Donald Trump withdrawing from the Paris climate change thing. That was their big thing. And they wanted to undermine the president, according to Governor Haley, and try to enlist her in this undermining machine behind the back of Donald Trump. Now, you know, you got to feel sorry. Trump's a hard guy to feel sorry for, all right? But you got to feel sorry for this. This guy turns around. He's got Tillerson against him. He's got Kelly against him. He's got God knows who else. His own guys. Okay. Impeach the media bumper stickers. You buy a book, you get it free. You can buy a ton of them, give them to your friends, and I hope you do. Remember, if you are a concierge member, sign up for that. You get a signed book free and a bumper sticker. What a great deal that is. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
All right, Donald Trump. So let me set this up for you. Today was the 100th anniversary of the Veterans Day Parade in New York City. All right, in September of 1919, my grandfather had just come back from France, where he fought in the Meuse-Argonne campaign, the bloodiest campaign of any military action in American history. Most people have no idea what it is. Meuse-Argonne. My grandfather was in the Lost Battalion, and he and his all New York unit were stranded and surrounded by Germans, and most of them were killed or wounded. My grandfather didn't get a scratch. Wouldn't talk about it ever. In my whole life, I couldn't get anything out of him. Okay. Now, I think he marched in that first Veterans Day parade in New York City. I think my grandfather was in there. He lived in Brooklyn. The parade is sponsored by the United War Veterans Council, right? That spans all the wars. Very, very patriotic and noble organization. It's all privately funded. City provides security and Fifth Avenue and all that, but it's all privately funded. So I, this year, stepped up and did a lot financially for this parade. And I did it to honor my grandfather, because he was a hero. And this is the 100th anniversary. For the first time, a president of the United States came to the parade. That was President Trump, who a few years ago did what I did this year and wrote them a big check so they could have the parade. So I can't tell you what I say to President Trump, because that's not right. But he sees me, because I'm in a little tent before he goes out to make his speech, which was a good speech. And I'm in there, and Melania sees me first. And I know Melania and Donald Trump, as you know, for a long time. So she like pushes the president. O'Reilly's here. Now, I don't know whether that's good or bad, because remember, I haven't gotten any feedback from the president off my book, The United States of Trump. I don't know whether he liked it or not, okay? So apparently he liked it. not all of it, but overall it's favorable. So that's what I'm getting back. So anyway, he pulls me aside and we talk just briefly. I told him about my grandfather. And there were a couple of other things that he had asked me down the road, and I have answers for him now. So we have an interview with Donald Trump 2 weeks from today on the radio. It's a radio interview. And you guys are going to get first listen. It'll go out to all my radio affiliates on Tuesday the 26th. But I'm trying to get it so premium and concierge members of BillO'Reilly.com will hear it Monday night, the 25th, because I'm going to do it during the day. Now, this is going to be a wide-ranging interview. It's just like my TV interview, except there's no camera. But we have a studio, and I'm going to talk to him on the phone. It's not going to be in person. And you know me. Whatever is going on, we'll get to the bottom of it. But I also wanted him to reflect about what he's thankful for in his country. And even though he's been treated pretty roughly, whether that brings into Thanksgiving, what he's going to do, we're going to do all of that. It's going to be a long interview, I hope. You never know with him. See you tomorrow.